Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. After the Patriots' victory over the Texans on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium, we were inside the locker room to hear from some of those key players in the game, including Jerod Mayo, Logan Mankins, and many more. Check them out in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
The whole team stepped up tonight. You know, the Texans came in, they were ready to go, they played well, and we were able to execute once we settled down and started playing.
You know what? Welker's a tough guy. You know, even though he's small, he's a tough guy. He always gets up. And I don't think about that when I go on the field. But sometimes when I see cheap shots, it kind of frustrates us on the defensive side of the ball. You know, but at the same time, we don't want to hurt our team with a 15-yard penalty. So,
you know, we have a lot of faith in those guys, and they did a great job. Vereen had some nice runs, had that awesome catch. That was a heck of a catch. You see Ridley, how hard he was running there in the fourth quarter, trying to move the pile, trying to get first down. So those guys did a good job.
Well, I think we've showed that guys can step up and play that role, and you know, everybody kind of up their game and know that we all got to step up.
Guy's unbelievable. Probably one of the toughest football players I've ever played with. I mean, he's so reliable, so dependable, and you know, we feed off him. I mean, the guy is unreal. He takes some shots out there. It's like, oh, is he gonna get up? And he gets up every time. So having a guy like that on your football team is huge, and he's such a leader. He does everything for us.
It's hard to replace a player like him because he's a freak of nature, but everyone has to step up and everyone has to keep making plays so we can keep it rolling.
How does that affect you? It seems like when he's in, it helps you out as well.
Definitely helps me out because so much attention is on him. But like I said, everyone has to step up because it's a big loss and you can't replace a player like him.
You know, good execution on the play. Me just coming inside, reading the quarterback, you know, dropping back in the coverage. So, you know, just a good play overall.
Is there something that you saw that said, I think this will work, this adjustment?
You know, it's just Mayo, you know, made a great call for, you know, telling me to do that. So, and that was kind of like something where, you know, it's kind of on or off. So, it worked well. So, I'm happy it worked out for us.
No, we still had some breakdowns, you know. Tom got hit a few times. I think we had too many negative runs. But we were able to overcome those and put points on the board. So,
what did you say about your team that you can drop 41 and you're telling me it's not the A game?
Well, you know, I think we've learned from our coach we're never satisfied here. So he drives us, and I think that only makes us drive ourselves harder.
I mean, their offense was moving the ball pretty well. I don't think they were ever a dagger in this game because they kept fighting and came back. It was just a good call, and we were able to execute the play well.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.